We web designers do some strange things sometimes, and if you're a website owner, it can be flipping confusing. We do all kinds of weird stuff that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to you, but there is method in our madness. Let me give you an example of something that I've been working on today. I've been looking at a website, and the website owner, the client, came back to me and was like, "Well, you've the main call to action, the main thing we want people to see on this page, is contact information, and yet you've hidden the contact information under a button. Why not bring it up into the page? We could put it in this right hand column down here." And they really didn't get what I'd done, and it was my fault. Why? And they explained it to them. And so my challenge to you as website owners is never just accept things. Be willing to go back to your web designer and say, "Why have you done that? I don't get it. I don't understand what's going on." Now, in that particular case, what I was doing is I knew that the only other place that that information could be put was the bottom right-hand corner, as the client identified, which is a dead space. It's an area that people don't really look at, and certainly not a place that you want to put a primary call to action. I also knew that if I put it under a button, and that button was whack central in the page, near the top, in the middle, and that button was styled in such a way that you couldn't miss it, that users were going to click on it. I also knew that if it was a clickable button rather than the information all being displayed directly on the page itself, we could track that click. And that enabled us to track the call to action. So there was logic behind what I'd done. But the client wasn't to know that. And if I hadn't told them, they would have never known that. And if they hadn't have asked, they'd never known that. So the key is that there needs to be this communication going, that you as website owners need to be willing to ask the questions, and we as web designers need to be there to provide the answers. But don't just presume that we're doing things for no reason at all. We do have a thought process behind everything we do, and not all of our decisions are down to creative whimsy or madness setting in.